What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Box Out Boys podcast. We're the NBA podcast of the people, your home for lukewarm takes and substandard analysis. I'm Titus Two Shots Dominguez, and with me tonight, it's Chris, the Stats Man Gorman. Hit him with the stats, Chris.
Hey. I gotta set. The Knicks are so good now. Guys, the Knicks. The Knicks just only allowed 100.1 points in the month of January after allowing 124.8 points per game in December, which is the largest drop in points per game allowed month over month in NBA history.
OG Anunoby.
You're welcome.
Beautiful Tibbs. Stat. It's the Tibbs. The Tibbs effect. And he's about ready to start giving us some lawn care tips. The tips of lawn. The lawn boss, Joe McCroskey. Get that, Joe.
I didn't even think about the grass yet, Titus. I'm planting out the garden, ordering seeds.
Oh, my man.
I gotta get into lawn care mode here still. But soon.
Soon. It should be soon. The weather is warming up. We're getting good. And making us sound warm and delicious in post. It's the professional, Adam Bruns. High levels tonight, Adam.
They are fantastic. Spring is soon. Spring has not sprung, but it will be sprung momentarily.
A little T-Pain on them.
Yeah. Yep. Bringing it back there.
Bringing it back. Well, everyone, we got a fun show for you tonight. Chris has got some more blind rankings for us, but this time we're going to compare some all-star players before making our final reserve picks. Those will be announced tomorrow night by the NBA, or as you're listening to this, hopefully you may already know the all-star teams. So, but we're going to pick ours, and then we're going to go over the wild, crazy scoring games over the last couple of weeks, and finish off with a little bit of a slight trivia there from Joey, so... Fun show tonight. So, Chris, why don't you go ahead and get us started with this. Shoot them off to us as you got them here. If you're watching live on YouTube, or not live on YouTube, but later on YouTube, you can see what he's got on screen. So,
yeah, let's go. We got four in the East of side-by-side players of, potential All-Stars this season. So, the East, I think, Joey, I'll give you the East, and Titus, you can handle the West. So, Joey, instead of just... reading off the numbers and you're trying to write them down. I thought I'd try to, you can see them visually here. Here are the two comparisons. For the pod's sake, I will read off the numbers. Points for player A is 22.6, rebounds 5.4, assists 3.7, 1.1 steals, 0.6 blocks, 18.2 PER, win shares 3.6, and games played 44. Player B, 22.1 points, 4.1 rebounds, 5.4 assists, 1.1 steals, 0.6 blocks, 18.5 PER, and 4.8 win shares in 45 games played. So, Joey, based off these blind rankings, who would you think should be an all-star reserve between these two teams? And, or, do you have a guess of who these two players are?
All right, so these are listed starters, right? These are
correct.
These are bubble candidates. It's not a Jimmy Butler. Points are too low. I think there's a potential Kobe White as player B there. Got a feeling maybe in a Tyrese Maxey. So I'm going to take on the win shares alone here and the one game more played plus the assist total.
Higher PER too.
It's a further gap over the assist. So I'm going to take player B as my first.
Well,
selection.
Joey, you're not just a homer. You are an unbiased homer in this case. Player B is DeMar DeRozan.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
And then player A is Jaylen Brown.
Oh man!
Who is? That's the consensus kind of reserve.
Yeah, he is kind of.
I haven't even heard DeMar's name tossed around as a potential reserve.
Well, you got to win games.
You got to have a player like Jason Tatum carrying your ass. You know,
he's contributing to more wins.
That's actually pretty interesting.
He's contributing to more wins, though.
He is.
Yeah, he is. All right, he is. Win share wise,
rolling
NPR. Just all right. Player AB number two. Would it help if I do? Well, no, you can kind of get positioned based off the stats. So 24 points per game, 9.2 rebounds, 5 assists, 0.5 steals, 0.3 blocks, 18.6 PER, 4.1 win shares, and 46 games played. And then player B, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 0.6 blocks, 16.9 PER, and then 2.5 win shares. So actually, this is my lowest win share guy, but I think when you hear the name, you'll be a little surprised. Yeah, you'll see why.
Lowest win shares. High games played, though, in the East. It's a big man. We got high rebounds, low blocks. I think of who's playing games. I'm kind of thinking like a Kristaps, but I feel like he hasn't played 46 or 47 games. It's not somebody from the Bucks. Not Brook Lopez. Titus, any thoughts here on who's getting that many rebounds but no blocks?
No, I wouldn't. I'm not a stats guy. I wouldn't know enough to be like, this is a guy that I could pick from the stats. So I'm just doing like a, you know, kind of doing a blind ranking. I might be pulling a crutch here, but I'm leaning, you know, PER and win shares. That's a great stat that Chris threw in this week. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I think I'd go player A, and I'm going to venture a guess that player A is Bam Adebayo.
That's a good guess. And you like player A better. Yes, so player A is Julius Randle.
Randle, okay. Mm. Good one.
And then player B is Paolo Banchero.
Paolo.
So at least for me.
That would have made sense. High rebounds, low blocks. I kind of got confused there. Confused myself.
At least for me, when I was looking at All-Stars, I thought Paolo for sure was it, but his win shares is really low, and Randle is easily
I
actually feel like I'm comfortable with that. They had a better run.
They had a great month. All right. Next one, 26.7 points, 3.9 rebs, 6.5 assists, 0.9 steals, 0.2 blocks, 21.8 PER, and 6.4 win shares. 45 games played, 27 points for player B, 2.9 rebounds, 10.8 assists, 1.4 steals, 0.2 blocks, 20.8 PER, but then only a 3.6 win shares at 41 points. I think we know who. The assist is crazy different. The win shares is different. I don't know how to, you know.
That feels like Trae Young there, right?
Not a lock. It does feel like a Trae Young. It also potentially feels like a Jalen Brunson type. But the win shares would be off, right? He'd have more than 3.6. I think it is Trae Young, Titus. I think you're right. You would know your favorite player better.
Hold on. Do you guys know his son's name is Titus? Did we talk about this?
Titus Young?
Yeah.
That's a good name. Strong.
I randomly found, we can talk about this maybe off topic, but or off the pod, but I randomly found out today that his son's name is Titus. It's wild.
That's amazing. I'm so glad you have that jersey now.
Yeah, I was like, I kind of like him now. So did factor into my also picks.
You always did. Now you just have the excuse to like him without.
Yeah, I like him. It made me feel slightly uncomfortable that you guys would maybe start going, oh, Trey's your daddy. So I was like, you know what? I don't know if I want to reveal this information, but.
That didn't even cross my mind, but now it is. Well, give me Titus's daddy at number two, Big Daddy Kumquat, Trae Young.
Good job.
I think that's the right one. Titus, good call. That one actually might feel like Jalen Brunson.
It is Jalen Brunson.
Wow. All right.
The win shares, the 6.4 win shares is.
I'm cart before the horse here, but I have both of them as the reserves. It was a tight.
Yeah, I got them both.
It's tight for Trey. But then my next one is my last one for the East. 27.7 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 6.3 assists, 1.9 nearly 2 steals a game, 0.5 blocks, 22.7 PER, 4.6 win shares in only 35 games compared to 25.7 points per game. 3.6 rebs, 6.6 assists, 1 steal, 0.5 blocks, 20.1 PER, 5.4 win shares. So more win shares, but he's also played 7 more games at 42. Any idea who these two people are? Is there a preference on who do you think should get over them? I actually, Again, I did these comparisons, but I think I have both of them. I mean, I have both of them still added. So
I want.
I kind of want player A. Win shares are pretty close. This game's played though, 35. We're in the East with a solid box score. 35 games played.
Is that Dame?
Ooh.
But he's a starter though, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's not in here.
All right. Because I was trying.
Chris Middleton.
No, this is a play you guys from a team that you guys forget about a lot.
Oh, Mitchell.
Keeps winning. It's Donovan. It's Donnie Mitchell.
Kevin. It's not Kevin. Kevin's teammate. That's right.
Kevin's teammate. I remember him.
Kevin's teammate. Well, that's fair. I would have taken player A. That's where I was leaning. I think that makes sense.
All right. And
player
then
B.
Player,
I have no idea, man.
Any guess on player B? He's also probably going to be an all-star.
Oh, Maxey?
It's Maxey, yeah.
Oh, Titus.
Good pull. When he said he's probably going to be an all-star, I was like, oh, that's probably Maxey.
So most of these, I mean, we'll talk about it later, but I don't have DeMar as an all-star. I don't have Paulo.
Do we want to do our East reserves here?
Let's do our.
I'll throw out my East reserve. So I ended up having Brunson and Mitchell in the backcourt. Mm-hmm. I had Kristaps, Jaylen Brown, and Julius Randle as my three forwards, and then Maxey and Trey as the two wild cards.
Wait, hang on. You had,
Jaylen Brown and Randle, Maxey and Trey Young.
Jaylen Brown, okay.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown, Julius Randle.
I don't see much wrong with that.
No, the Jaylen Brown one now maybe looks a little like, could we maybe find someone else? But
I couldn't find anybody else. Jimmy Butler, but he didn't even know games like Michael Bridges, Scotty Barnes.
Paolo, Scotty, maybe. Paolo, maybe. But.
Maybe Paolo. The only difference I have from your list, Titus, is Bam Adebayo over Porzingis.
Yeah, I thought about it.
I should have done a side-by-side with those two, but I didn't. That's an interesting one. Joey, do you have any differences with Titus?
No, that feels right. I was trying to find a way to like think of getting another Pacer in there, but I don't think you can could take any of them over. I think Kristaps needs to get in there. I think like Tatum's the lock, obviously, as a starter, but the Celtics deserve
at least two guys.
What about Derek White? There's been a lot of
Buzz for him, but
a lot of buzz for him. I
almost pulled his stats. His PR is like 16. His stats weren't as impressive as people were making it seem like.
I feel like he's just going to get the Boston boost.
Yeah, the Boston
boost.
I felt like Jaylen Brown's already getting that. So
yeah,
that's a good. It's a good list. It's not an overly impressive team.
No, yeah, the East team is kind of.
I could take or leave Bam or Kristaps. Yeah, that's fine either way.
Well, with my heart on that. I went with
I forget your Boston love. I'm still not used to that.
It's a household love. There's a household love here.
Random. Stop it.
Okay. All right. So now, Titus, you will lead the guesses for the West. We start out with a man that has averaged 21.9 points, 9.2 rebounds, 5.1 assists, 1.2 steals, 0.7 blocks, 22.5 PER, 5.4 win shares in 46 games played compared to a 19.9 points. 13 rebounds, 7.9 assists, 0.8 steals, 0.5 blocks, 22.9 PR, 6.7 win shares. Crazy win shares in 45 games played. Any guesses on who these guys are? Who would you rather have in your ballot?
I feel like player B is Sabonis.
Yeah, that's correct.
Because of the boards.
A huge giveaway.
Boards is a giveaway. And I don't think.
Is it Cat?
Yeah, I was thinking Cat's a good one because I was thinking AD, but I don't think that points is that low.
That's a good for AD. Guess. Not Cat.
AD's missed more than like one or two games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually, AD has as many games played as this guy.
Mm.
He's 46. I was surprised to see that.
Oh, Kawhi?
No, but solid guess.
All right.
This is you're not gonna get this.
Chetty.
You guys always forget this guy's name.
Alperin Sengun.
Yes.
Sengun. I should have got that one.
Sengun.
Chris's favorite.
I loved comparing these two because they're like the same player. And Sabonis just has fun numbers that like assists 13. That's crazy. You got to have him in there.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. He's on my all-star team. So.
Yeah. So that's the same here.
Sabonis. So that's why I know. But
this one I'm excited for. Then this next one here, we got 27.3 points. 4.2 rebs, 5 assists, 0.9 steals, 0.4 blocks, 20.7 PER, 3.8 win shares in 40 games compared to 28.4 points, 4.9 rebs, 7.3 assists, 0.9 steals, 0.4 blocks, 23.2 PER, 5.4 win shares in 38 games played.
I know who these players are. This is player A, player B. I think I would go player B, is just looking at the statisticals here.
Yeah.
I think player B is Steph Curry, and I think player A is Fox.
You're very close. All those stats are so similar, but it is Curry and Booker.
Oh wow! Okay, damn.
Yeah, they're almost. Yeah, that was a good guess. There. I thought was crazy because I thought Curry for sure would be my all-star guy, but you got to include Booker.
Yeah, Booker.
Kind of have to with the assists and the win share. I think I have Curry as like my last reserve.
Yeah, we can get into that here in a second. All right, man, I was so confident I had them.
Good guesses.
I forgot Booker.
Next one.
Didn't play a lot of games too.
25.9 points, 5.2 rebs, 5.3 assists, 1.2 steals, 0.5 blocks, 19.2 PER, 3.9 win shares, 44 games played, 27.5 points for player B, 4.1 reb, 5.6 assists, 1.6 steals, 0.4 block, 20.5 PER, 3.6 win shares, and 39 games played. Titus, who are these people?
Okay, player B has got to be Fox.
Yes.
I was like, I knew in 39 games, that sounds right, 27 points.
I actually had these two compared at first, but I thought they were way too similar.
That is almost identical.
It's like the same.
That is crazy.
Player, like, at least stat-wise. So I'm like, no, I gotta divide this up.
And then, is that Harden?
It's a good guess. It's not Harden.
No, this is too low. I'm blanking on that one. I don't know if I can have that one chambered.
It is Anthony Edwards. Anthony
Edwards. Okay, that makes sense.
I was surprised how low his PER was. But hey, they are the one seed. Steals. Yeah. I think all these guys need to be.
Man, that one's tough because I would have said, like, on my, again, spoilers for my actual ballot here, Edwards is on it, Fox is not. And I think I might be excluding Fox. I will get to my. I think I have a questionable pick, but we'll get
there. It's tough to include two kings considering they're like the 5 seed.
I think that was it.
All right. Last one. And I just made this change last minute while we were talking because I like this comparison better than what I originally had. 23.8 points, 6.2 rebounds, 3.7 assists, 1.7 steals, 0.9 blocks, 23.3 PER, 6 win shares, and 41 games played compared to. Very identical in 23.7 points, 8.8 rebs, 1.9 assists, 0.9 steals, 0.6 blocks, 23.1 PER, and 5.1 win shares in, you know, 3 less games, 38. Who are these two players? Who would you rather have?
This is tough. I think... This is tough. This one's a tough one. Paul as far George, as rather have
A.
I think I'm leaning player A, but I could be talked either way. I feel like one of these guys is Jamal Murray.
When you hear the two names, you're gonna be like, oh, you have to include one or the other. You have to.
Yeah. I feel like one is Jamal Murray. Am I right or wrong on that?
No.
No? Okay.
It's player A, Paul George?
Close. It's not Paul George.
It's Kawhi then?
Yeah, it's Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, wow. Only 23 points per game.
Player B.
Markkanen?
It is Lauri Markkanen. Ooh. I thought the high rebound, low
steals
would help with that. I loved seeing how close these stats were. That's why I had to include them both. And I thought for sure you have to include Kawhi over Laurie, even though Laurie's having an insane season as well.
Wow. Laurie got in last year when they were in Utah. So I think it's his turn to sit this one out.
Yeah. My team ended up being Booker, Edwards as my two guards.
I had the same thing.
And then I have AD, Kawhi, and Sabonis as my forwards.
Ooh, I got the same thing.
And then my wild cards went a little wild. I went with the Urys. I went with Curry and Murray. Steph Curry, Jamal Murray, who I feel like maybe...
Jamal Murray. Okay.
Yes, this one I went with a respect. This is a respect one. I feel like the champs, two seed in the Western Conference. Jamal's never been an all-star. I feel like he gets in on a respect vote, even though maybe he hasn't quite earned it.
Mike Conley treatment?
Yeah. This should be, he should be there, but we will see.
I should have done that.
Yeah, I was kind of curious to see where his stats were.
I should have done him. I should have done Bam and Kristaps. The only difference I had here was De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, and that's, I would be fine if he go him, Fox.
I was between him and Towns. Towns' numbers are insane. Just, we'll talk about him in a second with that weird 62-pointer. Outburst. Those two, these three, I mean, you could also include, I'll include all the other reserves I have, like Sengun, Harden, Gobert, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren. So there's a lot, but I wouldn't be mad if Jamal Murray made it. That is a nice shot in the dark pick.
Yeah, I like that one. Joey, any other person you would swap in or maybe argue for?
No, I mean, I can live with that. I think Chet might get the bump. I think it's weird that the Thunder, being as good as they are and as like hot of a team as they are only going to get one guy in, it seems.
That's why I want to include both these guys because they're both equally tough.
They're too young right now, I think. I think that's what everybody's saying. They're like, next year they get 2-3 guys, but this year's the...
But you're not like sold right on the other guys. Like the fans, I feel like go with the old votes, and then the coaches and the players and media are supposed to kind of pick the coaches. I guess at this point you're picking. So I can see a Chet or Jalen getting in.
Man, do I want to see Jamal in an All-Star game though? That guy, he likes the bright lights. He like it the bright. That's a nice new catchphrase. He like it the bright.
You like it the bright?
You like it the bright? Oh, boy.
Oh, you like it.
All right. Well, I enjoyed this exercise. Appreciate you guys.
This was fun.
Nice job, Chris. It
was a fun way to reveal our reserve all-stars. I did a small little note here. I did pick my starters. The West, I feel, had it right. Shea, Luka, Durant, Jokic, and LeBron. That was fine. I did personally sub Brunson for Lillard on the main team with Halliburton, Brunson, Tatum, and Giannis. But I accept the Lillard.
But I still think Lillard should make it at least, though, right?
He would make it. But I like Brunson's reaction to it was like he's never started an All-Star game. He's a legend. Like, let him have it. So
Brunson's the man. Such a likable human being.
Sweet boys. All right. So let's talk about the crazy games, as Chris alluded to. We're going to rank these, I believe, is the way we're going to do this. No blind ranking here. We're just going to go out and say it. do we want to start at number one and go to four and see how we rank
greatest,
them?
One of the greatest performances of all time.
Yeah.
Should we talk about it?
I think we should talk about it.
Karl Anthony Luka Doncic?
Yeah, I was going to say there. Luka's 73-pointer. I had this ranked number one. Joey, did you have any other game at number one?
Nope. I had this as number one. Easy.
A near triple-double, 73 points, hang on their heads in Atlanta. Yeah. Any guys, any other thoughts on this one other than just it was clearly the best of the four?
I love that it was against Atlanta because there's like, then there got to be memes about started from here. Or start from about what was that? I was like, yeah, they're Luka's daddy or whatever. You know, there's a few things about that.
The
most efficient. It was like the most efficient high scoring game of all. He was 25 of 33.
It's nuts.
Which is like 75% shots. He took 16 free throws, which he does that a lot. Like two games later, he took 21 attempts. So it wasn't even that he had a bunch of free throws like Kobe did during his 80 points. I want to hate on Kobe. canceled for that. but you know, shout out to Atlanta for making Lucas stay in the game to get that 73, right?
Like, yeah.
They only won by 5. They needed every point.
Mm-hmm. Close game. 64 game score, so that was pretty impressive. All right, let's go to number two. Joey, who'd you have at number two? Do you have, is this another kind of consensus here?
I put Booker's as number two.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Shocker here. I have Embiid. I'm assuming, Chris, you have Embiid 70?
It's Embiid. I love the, let's hear it, Joey.
Let's hear it, Joey. All right, let's hear it.
It's the free throws for me. It's the free throws that make Embiid's not as impressive to me.
The 18 boards didn't do it for you?
No. We're talking about points. We're not talking about rebounds. We're talking about.
True. We're
ranking the scoring outbursts. I think taking 21 of those points from the free throw line.
Okay. It knocks it a little bit for you.
It knocks it down for me. Booker's was mostly shooting. I mean, the 13, the lowest attempts from the free throw line out of the four we're talking about here.
Nice.
63 from 3-point. I mean, 60% from the field. It's pretty much in line with Embiid's, you know, efficiency.
Did come in a loss.
Yep, it did come in a loss. That is true.
Classic Booker.
There's another one on here I came in a loss too, but yeah. The free throws what knocked it down for me. Right, we're talking scoring outbursts, and when I'm looking at these, the free throws have to kind of have to mean something here.
Did
you know, in terms of pure scoring, I kind of agree with Joey on this.
Okay. You know what? I'm sold. The free throw thing, I didn't look too deeply into that part of it. I was looking at, like, I looked at the general stat line. I was actually looking at plus minus a lot in this, and I didn't even, you know, think to look at where the shots were really coming from.
I guess, like, I think about it this way. Like, you put, it's probably 40% of the players in the league at the free throw line 23 times in a game.
Yeah, they're going to get.
They're probably easily going for 60, 70, right? Like,
well, maybe easily 40 or 50. Yeah.
But they're getting 18 to 20 points out of those 23 shots.
Right. Yeah.
I get it. All right. I'm with you there. And then
my other thing with the Embiid one that I wanted to say as a negative, but Joey went even lower than me. This was that a lot of it was against Wembanyama, yeah. But Wembanyama had a plus zero on the game, plus minus of zero. It was Collins had a minus 10. He's beating up Zach Collins for 70 points. Cool, Embiid. Great job. Like,
I was going to say, against the Spurs, too.
And Booker, I mean, the Pacers aren't the best defensive team.
Yeah.
But Nesmith is at least still guarding Booker. He guarded him on that last shot to win them the game. So at least Booker, because he's also smaller, he had to, like, try harder to get those shots. So,
Booker's was better. Let's go ahead and put Booker at number two. So then I'm assuming then we're going to go ahead and go and beat three here, Joey, or are you throwing a big curveball to us?
Big curveball. I actually debated putting Cat at two.
That's
wow.
And I put Cat at three. Again, reasoning. The way that he went about getting the points, right? He was 10 of 15 from the 3-point line. Like, okay.
He needed
the least made field goals to make our list of players here, right? He only needed 21. He was the lowest behind Booker. But for a guy of his size, you guess it came at a loss to the Hornets, which is probably the only reason I could be convinced to put it down to four. But making 10 to 15 3-point attempts is pretty unreal.
He had, pretty sure he had 44 points at half.
Did.
And he finished with 62. Right, so he had 18 more points, and he literally shot them out of the game. This has to be number four.
Yeah,
it was an embarrassing performance, in just the terms of, especially against the Hornets, who don't even care, who laughed at their coach, laughed on the bench after their coach got ejected.
I mean,
the other night, right?
They were down.
This team is a joke. They were down by 20 going into the fourth, and Karl Anthony Towns shot him out of the game. So.
All right, that's fine. I can take it.
I did look at the plus minus to help me out too with this. Luka was a plus 13, Embiid a plus 11, Booker plus 1, and Cat was a zero. So I felt like
zero. Oh man,
it'll be like even so 62 points in. Really, you didn't really seem to help your team. So
yeah,
I laughed when I saw that. But that's how I have him at four. All right,
that's fine. I can live with that.
So I think our official rankings are Luka 73 at one, Booker 62 at two. Embiid 70 at 3 and Cat 62 at 4 for the most impressive performances of the last week.
I love the Embiid hate, though. I think Joey was ahead of the curve. If we had done this pod like 6 days ago, I think he would have had the same take. Now everyone doesn't like Embiid after not playing in Denver, right? So
yeah, he ducked him.
Props to Joey for being a little ahead of the curve there.
I do feel like the national consensus, though, like everybody was really excited that Embiid got 70. And then like a day later when Luka got 73, like nobody cared. Like it was 3 points, right? Yeah. Like Embiid was like forgotten. I think it's like, I don't know. He's just not a likable dude.
Well, I feel like after Luka got 73, then the tone turned to, man, like Paul Pierce tweeted, oh, I missed defense.
Yeah.
It's like, no, Paul Pierce, we don't have Kendrick Perkins on the floor anymore. That's why we're seeing so many points. Kendrick Perkins. Not because of your bum ass trying to guard somebody up. You weren't playing defense either.
Oh, man. Kendrick Perkins had some hot takes on the low post.
Well, you said Jimmy Butler should be traded?
Yeah, Jimmy Butler should be traded.
The guy's a joke. This shouldn't be. I can't believe we just said that.
In all fairness, Zach Lowe did ask him to come up with his hottest take.
And he delivered.
He delivered with trade Butler, which I thought was all right. Man, I thought I had some crazy ones.
Trade Butler. I love the take because then it's like, all right, trade him to who for what? I don't know. Just he's got to be traded.
He's got to blow it up. Contender and start the rebuild around Hero and
Trade for Steph Curry.
Trade for Steph
and Hamehaka. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's calm down on Hamehaka. All right, Joe. You said you had some trivia for us based on scoring or something.
Yeah. I went through and I pulled the highest scoring individual from each team this season. Right. Single game.
Okay.
Do you guys want to run through them or do you want me to call it a few of the interesting ones?
Maybe do some of the interesting ones, I think.
I don't know. All right. Let's see. Let's see. Could you guys pick the top scorer from the Charlotte Hornets this season? Single game points.
I think it's PJ Washington.
Is this Brandon Miller? Did he get it?
Nah, Chris is correct. It is PJ Washington. Chris, any idea on the number?
37.
43. Not too far off. So 43 from PJ Washington came in a loss against the Jazz. And I'll throw out just some observations.
Of course it came in a loss.
What about the Kings?
Ooh. Normally I would say Fox.
Fox can't be.
But I think it's Malik Monk.
Chris is going to be better at this than me.
It's not Malik Monk.
Yeah. Keegan Murray?
It is Keegan Murray.
Ooh. Like 41?
Yes, I put him
47.
Wow.
47 points in a win over the Jazz.
The Jazz are catching strays out here.
Jazz catching strays, right?
A bunch of points. I mean, I think they're 1-1, I guess, but still.
What about the Rockets? Thoughts on the Rockets here.
This one's hard for me.
Yeah.
Come on, Chris.
Is it Sengun?
It is Sengun.
It is Sengun.
I couldn't tell if it was going
to
be.
I wanted to say Jalen Green, but he hasn't been that good to even say the name.
No, yeah. His high was 34. It came last night, actually.
Sengun's?
Jalen Green. Sengun had 37 in a win over the Jazz.
The Jazz.
Are you sure you're not? You just looked at top Jazz.
Top scores against the Jazz.
Actually, this is just top scores against the Jazz.
Jazz found themselves on here a handful of times.
You don't have a one-on-one defender, I guess, here.
I'll throw one more at you.
For a big guy.
The Grizzlies. Thoughts on the Grizzlies?
Oh, man.
Okay. Can I ask, did it happen recently?
I don't have the date. I'm sorry. I did not write down the date.
I don't think Ja scored enough in his debut game to...
It was not Ja. I will tell you that.
Is it Vince Williams Jr.?
It is not. It's a slightly more known player than that.
Okay, well then Desmond Bane, I guess.
It is Desmond Bane, yeah. 49 in a win over the Pistons.
Oh, Pistons. Funny what the teams are...
Pistons, yeah. Just some observations. The Pacers were on here only three times. The Jazz popped up 1, 2, 3, 4 times.
Yeah, but I was naming them all.
kind of just a good spread. The one team that's not on here, nobody's gone for their season high against the Bulls.
Nice.
It's a nice win. Coming. There's been a season high against the Timberwolves. Tatum went for 45 over the Timberwolves in a win. The Thunder haven't had anybody go off on them. The Lakers let Curry go off. That was double overtime. It was interesting. You guys know the Bulls highest from this season? We all know this one, right?
Kobe White?
No. It's your least favorite game of my favorite player.
Oh, yeah, Zach. What did he have? 51 and no assists or something?
Zach's 51 and zero assists. Can I tell you guys a guilty pleasure of mine in this little scoring barrage that's been happening?
Yes.
Every time it goes off, I immediately go to the box score and I look at the assists and I'm just praying and crossing my fingers that there's a zero assist game on there. So when Chris is like, oh man, did you see this guy go for this point? I'm like, yeah, but he has zero assists. What a fucking bum. And I'm just praying.
To be fair, Cat had two assists and seven turnovers.
Yeah.
That's almost worse than zero assists.
Well, how many?
Yeah, but a lot of the assists were the fact, like, when you said that he had 50 or whatever in the third quarter and I looked at that box score, I couldn't believe that Anthony Edwards only had like 9 points or something. He had
11 assists at three quarters.
But it was weird. I was like, he's not scoring. I was like, so obviously you can't get assists.
He's point and for that game.
Yeah. It was interesting though. Pretty high totals. The lowest individual performance though from a team has come from Wembanyama. 33 is the lowest individual scoring performance in the NBA.
Only in the 30s?
There's a handful in the 30s actually. Jimmy Butler, 36 in a win over the Pacers. Pascal Siakam had 39 against the Wizards.
Toronto.
Kuzma, 34 against the Raptors. Kuzma, that was bad. Jokic, 38.
Okay.
Paul George with 38, and then Markkanen with 38 as well.
Yeah. So, who's got the Bucks high this year?
Giannis has 64.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
64 against the Pacers.
Should have rolled that one into the...
I honestly forgot he had 64 points.
Yeah, he had 64 points.
I think he's had 2 60-point games this season, actually. I think he had a 60-point.
Madman.
Yeah, he is a madman.
Well, that is certainly interesting. All right, who is the guy you're taking next to go over 60?
Ooh.
What about Shea? Could Shea get it?
I feel like Shea is too inefficient to get it.
Okay, he's inefficient.
I feel like eventually, like he's gonna pass.
I got a wild card one. Tyrese Maxey.
Oh, I can see that.
Because with Embiid probably gonna sit out a little while here.
Yeah. Maybe he just goes off.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Brunson.
Brunson's another good one. Because Randall's hurt. OG's been out for a couple games now.
He seems like he's prime.
He's in the Brunson burner. I like it, boys. Well, let's see if any of those pay off.
Before we end,
yes.
Last thoughts. It's a quick walk on, but any thoughts on the report coming out that the Bulls will likely not make any trades before the deadline next week, because we will be talking trade deadline talk next week.
That sounds about right to me. But
yeah, it seems reasonable for them.
I think they're the only team to make the fewest trades in the last 10 years. Pretty sure.
It's just like every other team that acts in this manner, eventually they have like the wake up moment. Like I'm selfishly thinking of Chicago teams, right? Like the Bears are probably going to have their wake up moment this season, this off season. The Hawks wake up moments, right? The Cubs had their wake up moments where it's like, you got these guys that like are just kind of like borderline. Are they going to do it? And then you have to like take the big swing and see what happens. Like they've yet to have that wake up moment, right? Like they've sat and held on to Patrick Williams and they've just crossed their fingers and prayed. Now he's going to be out like 3 weeks with a foot bone thing that the cure is active rest. Right. Like they're going to make those same mistakes again. Right. I understand LaVine might be like a hard commodity to trade based on the contract and the injuries, but like, you can't tell me that like Caruso is the piece that is going to save your future. Like,
yes.
Like send him down the road. I understand we love him. Like he's great, but in 2 years, you're not going to want that anymore. Right. So like
Caruso,
send it now when you can get it, right. Get something back in return for somebody who's willing to pay for it. Oh, send DeMar. DeMar's not going to re-sign probably, or he will because the offers are going to be so bad. Send him to somebody who's willing to give you something that they're not going to give you in 6 months.
I thought it was interesting. Caruso literally said that he thinks about what if he stayed with LA, right? I thought that was... Usually you don't hear that in an interview or in like one of those random things to be that honest. Like, oh, man.
That's tough, Caruso. We're going to stay...
I wonder, they just wanted to pick me over Talen Horton-Tucker.
Well,
we want you back.
We'll see. Yes, Chris is right.
Come back.
We're going to end up doing the show Thursday, dropping Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Baby, come back.
Chris serenades us on the way out here. Yeah, we'll do Thursday wrap. We're just going to do a free agency or was it a trade deadline wrap up? So. We'll come in, we'll talk about what happened, what didn't happen, what should have happened, and hopefully you guys enjoy that. And then from there, we'll see what else we have on deck. Well, that is it for us tonight. Follow us on social media at The Box Out Boys, slide in those DMs. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on YouTube and Spotify. We very much appreciate that. So until next time, Box Out!